Yeah, so for those listening, we got a deal with Callaway. Great, great news. Very excited about it. So they asked all of us for our specs for our clubs because we're going to go get fitted, but they want to start doing some filming right away as soon as I get back and we get back from the holidays, first week of January. So I guess the idea is these clubs are going to send us ticket are just going to be like, for the time being, just like fill-ins. And then we'll actually go and get fitted and get like clubs tailored to like our actual fitting. So they asked for all the specs and then Ticket ended up getting the whole set.
Yeah.
Including, it pays to be part of the Bob the Sports team. I tell you what,
Certainly does.
by the way, if you need golf balls, you just send a little old email to Callaway and you got a nice little delivery to your
Is
door.
that how this is working now? Is that how this is? You just be like, oh, we need about
Oh, yeah. You think
1,500 more balls.
Rory McIlroy has to go to Roger Dunn to find some golf balls?
Yeah, well, there's a little difference between Rory
Slightly.
McIlroy
But the
and
concept
the
is still the
second
same.
cameraman on Bob Does
The
Sports.
concept is still the same. If you're sponsored, then you're sponsored, right?
I'm just gonna be like, yeah, Bob needs more balls.
Oh,
They're gonna be
yeah.
for me. They're gonna be.
No, you don't even, you just say, Bob, say you need an extra 12. You need an extra dozen. You just hand them
Well,
over.
I was looking at the balls that we all got. I was like, oh, I'm surely we all got the same balls.
They
And then
did.
me and the Jet got chrome softs, and
We
then
did too.
you guys got chrome soft X. So I don't know what that X
No,
does.
I think it's like Pro V1s or Pro V1X. It's just a
Oh, okay.
softer version. It's still they're still the same. It's still a really good ball. Plus,
Now,
I think they're gonna get us golf bags with our names emblazoned on them.
that's fucking sick. Are you the kind of player at this point where like the kind of ball you play makes a difference? Like, do you?
Absolutely not, but I'd like to think to myself that it does. Because I only buy good golf balls and I seem to lose a shit ton of them. But no, I mean, dude, my game is I'm an average golfer at best. The fact that I am sponsored by Callaway could be the biggest joke running in life right now. I mean, it's preposterous. But I'll take it with a grain of salt. I'll take it, all the time. I won't think twice about it. They want to pay me to, use their clubs.
So a guy like FP though, or like a good golfers, like what does a softer ball do? Do you know?
It's for the spin, so it depends. Like
Oh.
sometimes, like the softer the ball, the more the spin. Some guys like less spin. It depends too. Ball flight. There's if you ever come to buy a ball a box of like the Pro V ones, just turn the box around and it'll show like the different specs. So loft, spin, feel, and like the soft. Like I think the Pro V one. And the Pro V1, there's one of them is softer, so you're gonna get more spin on your launch angle, which is gonna give you less distance. There's all
Right.
different things like that. So I
Okay.
mean, that's not impacting me. I'd just
Yeah.
happily play a Pro V1X or as a Pro. I'm actually not
I play
Pro V1s
practice
anymore.
range balls. I don't give a fuck. I
Well,
stink.
see, the range balls are garbage because they're not actually the dimples on them are all beat up. They're shitty. So like they're not going to have the distance, they're not going to have the feel. It'd be like taking an old hat out of a closet and comparing it to a brand new hat from Lids.
Right. I mean, but look at me. Look at the kind of golfer I am.
All I could go is based off of your sample set, and the last shot that you took for the world to see was absolutely striped. And
That's
some might
fair.
say was the I saw one person say this was the best part of the video.
I've heard Jet say it's one of the best moments in Bob the Sports history.
I went nuts because when
One
you
of.
striped it, I knew it was just like such a good moment. And the first time you ever have like a really incredible shot on camera, and especially when they're so rare to be found, like at Minar, it's like feeling a jolt of lightning just tickle through your ball sack. It's so invigorating and like you're just like, oh my God, this is unreal. It's such a great feeling. That I knew that you were just on a cloud nine and you composed yourself. You held it together really good, like you'd been there before, which made it better. And then just that little club twirl and the turn to the camera, I was like, this man is feeling himself.
That was an unbelievable moment, man. And I
It
gotta
was
say,
special. And you know what? A lot of people say now too, we got to do, you and Jet need to do a match.
well, I wouldn't be opposed. Now I'm a little bit more like Bob though, like where I really do like the safety blanket of like a scramble partner. If I start shanking shots, which I will, like I it's gonna happen at least a few. I got to have a safety blanket. So I don't know if maybe, you know, you're with me and Bob's with the Jet, or, you know, something like that would be really cool. But I, just me and the Jet, I think that video could be a,
well, a good video that we did one. Was the Jet cameo. That's a good video. Where
that's a great one.
You could be the hero, or you could be the guy who really blows it, you know?
Yeah, when that video comes out, there's an episode where we that we already shot. That I'm, again, I don't know when it's coming out, but the Jet is used as reverse mulligan. So let's say Fat Prez hits an amazing shot, and Joe and Bob get to say, bring that back, and the Jet's going to take that shot. And, you know, it gives the Jet the opportunity to either be a hero or a zero. And a lot of the times, at least for Fat Perez, guy was a hero.
Yeah, there's some kind of deal made under the table, I think. But those are the kind of ones where I think that would benefit you, because it's just a one-off. So, yeah. Like, nobody's expecting you to make the shot of shots, but if you do, then all of a sudden it's like you take the glory that comes with it, you know?
Yeah. It's to change gears really quickly, I was walking around with these glasses. These are brand new glasses.
I like those.
Someone said to me today that I look like Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, do you see that? Jeffrey
Dahmer's got those, like, yellowish lenses. I don't think those look anything like that.
Yeah. I mean,
plus the beard is coming back, so you're looking like the regular Tick again, thankfully.
True. I was looking like a mass murderer there for a while.
You're looking like a block of vanilla soft serve, I think. It was for the folks at home, we were in Jupiter, Florida, and it was like the first night that we were there, and Ticket had shaved for some reason everything but this mustache. And he goes, "Hey guys, what do you think about the mustache?" And Bob's normally pretty honest. And yeah. Bob was just like, we're all like, "Oh yeah, it's okay." It's Bob's like, "I hate it. It looks terrible." I kid you not, within like 3 minutes, Ticket goes missing and comes back in the room and goes, "Hey boys, I'm back." And like completely shaved, like in record time. And it looked like you had been, I don't even know. It looked like you were a hard boiled egg.
I looked like when Darth Vader takes his mask off and he's just that white blob inside. I look like that guy. I look like an Eggman.
I mean, I took a lot of the shit for when I shaved too, because people said I looked horrific. I think part of it too is like when you're so used to seeing somebody with facial hair, like especially me, I have a full beard. Right. Like on the Bob to Sports or shows or Brilliantly Dumb Show or stuff, like people I think have really only ever known me with a beard and with like full facial hair. So that when that comes off, it's just like, Perez had never seen me without facial hair. He looked at me like he had seen the ghost of Christmas past. Like when I walked around the corner, that was at Quail Lodge. So
yeah,
I feel you, man. I was getting people DMing me for freaking probably a couple weeks. Like, when are you going to grow your beard back? That's not the look. You look awful. I was like, thanks.
Well, you used to work at the Four Seasons and we used to have to shave our beards. But I hadn't seen you like that in so long, but I guess it is how I used to know you. But even I, at Quail Lodge, I was shocked to see.
Well, also, too, I have like, I have a plethora of chins now. So back when I was younger, I used to have a more distinct jawline. So I feel like being clean shaven, it's like if you have that nice jawline, it works. But if you don't have that jawline, it can go south and hurt.
It'd be a death sentence.
And I tell you who don't have that jawline right now is me, dog. I tell you what.
And me.
Well, you have a little bit more of a jawline than me, but
it's painted on with the beard. But anyway,
I think I could get away with just a mustache.
Yeah, fair enough. It's let's jump into some sports. Why don't we?
Why don't we? I think that would be a good idea, seeing it's called The Sportsman.
We are The Sportsman. Now, I have a hot take out of the gates. So, again, another episode where someone tragically has passed away in the sports world. Franco Harris, RIP. I don't think that catch was that great.
Okay.
I mean, am I out of left field? Like, it just sort of ricocheted back his way. And he wasn't like Odell Beckham back here. I mean, he just put his hands down.
It was on the ground.
It was close to the ground. I mean,
it was a linebacker.
He was a little bit lower than his chest, if I'm being completely honest.
It was he's a linebacker, and it was like a bang bang play to win the game.
What is he? Was he a linebacker? Why was he in on an offensive play?
Or was he a lineman? I don't even know.
Oh boy! Oh no! regardless of the, you know, the minutia of the facts there, I don't think that it
was
that.
A running back. He was a running back.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, yeah, you would think he'd have pretty good hands.
I'm just saying it wasn't some crazy immaculate catch. It just felt like he put his hands a little bit lower than his chest and it just came his way and he caught it. And then the run was impressive. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. He was a great player and a great guy, it seems like. But that, I just thought that some people are calling it the best catch of all time. And I'm like, come on.
I'll jump in on Franco Harrison. I'll also add something that really is ridiculous. Why does the NFL wait so long to retire this man's jersey? Like, literally, he died before they – I think this weekend they were supposed to retire his jersey.
Just for the Steelers or across the league, like that number?
I think it's for the Steelers. I think.
Okay.
Why would that take? Why does that take so long?
I mean, maybe if the catch was better, they would have done it a few years ago. You know what I mean? It just wasn't that impressive, but you know, it was a big moment. It was a big game, and he came up big time for him. I think if no one caught that ball, right, the game was over, and they would have lost.
Yeah, see, it's Franco Harris, number 32, will be retired during halftime of Week 16 against the Raiders. Harris will join two fellow Hall of Famers, Joe Green and Ernie Stoutner, as the only members of the Black and Gold to have their jersey number retired.
Wow.
But that happened fucking – that. How long ago did that happen?
Who was the other guy who's got his – was Bradshaw? Is that who it was whose number's retired?
No, Ernie Stoutner and Joe Green. I don't know who Ernie Stoutner is. I know who Joe Green is.
Yeah, Mean Joe Green, sure.
Mean Joe Green.
He had that classic commercial where he tossed the towel to the kid. Hey, kid. You don't remember? Do you remember that? It was like one of the most famous football commercials outside of those Campbell's chicken noodle soups.
But that immaculate reception happened in 1972. Why does it take that long?
Well, especially since it's not league round. Like, the Steelers could have retired 50, at any moment.
50 years? 50, the poor guy couldn't even see his retirement before he passed.
Appreciate that they're a little bit more judicious with what they retire. I mean, everyone who hits a home run in baseball seems to get their fucking jersey retired.
I'm surprised there's any numbers left in the baseball.
Me
community.
Too. I'm shocked. You go to like Dodger Stadium or any of these fucking stadiums, and they've got like 50 numbers up there pertaining to players who got
pretty
their number.
They're gonna have to. Pretty soon they're gonna have to start putting integers for numbers, or like.
They're gonna have to start using Greek letters. Like, when there's too many hurricanes in one year, like they get through all the letters. Now they're going to Greek letters.
Alpha number Alpha is coming up now.
Yeah,
I mean.
All right, well, let's get into it.
I want to jump on something first, too, before we go and pick.
Sure.
I got to say this because we talked about Argentina, who ended up winning the World Cup. And I just got to say this because I lived in Europe for 3 years, and I was really open. Like, my eyes were really open when you live there, just how big the game of soccer, or they call it football there, is, and how much people cherish and love it. This World Cup was pretty wild, man. And I'm going to go as far as to say that the final, I don't know if you watch any of it, it might have been the wildest, most exciting soccer match I've ever watched, let alone final. Without a doubt, it was as a final, it was unbelievable. But just overall, it was wildly entertaining. It was back and forth. Argentina goes up 2-0. France comes back 2-1, ties it 2-2 late. Extra time. Argentina scores 3-2. Yeah. France comes back, ties it 3-3. Penalty shots. I mean, unbelievable stuff. And then, you know, just tainted after the game by this fucking idiot, Salt Bae. Did you see this dumb fuck going around, grabbing the trophy, taking selfies with the players? Like, God.
Well, I think more at fault than even Salt Bae is whichever player was the guy that invited him down.
It was
the
no, field. He's friends with the president of FIFA.
Right. See, now it's that guy's problem. That's the issue right there. That's that. Fuck that guy more than Salt Bae. He just accepted
FIFA,
an
and
invite.
Now you know what? He's been banned from future World Cups.
Salt Bae?
He's gone. He's done.
What? But what did
and
he
people
do?
People are in an uproar. They want him canceled. They want him gone. He was taking the guys like their medals and putting his mouth and biting down on the gold on it. He was grabbing the trophies away from players and holding it up. Yeah. Dude, you're not supposed to. Technically, only players are allowed to hold that trophy. You know, it's $30 million. That it's pure gold.
Wait, so that's like a big like
it's a big thing no-no
in soccer. Like you're not supposed to. No one besides it's supposed to touch the trophy.
Maybe
besides
it's
the players
a kid or something, but it's only players and maybe family. Like the guy was down there, and he's Turkish. He's not even Argentinian.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's problematic. I agree with you. I just
this guy
again
is a clown, dog. He's just an absolute. By the way, his restaurant's some of the most overrated, overpriced shit you'll ever fucking see.
I haven't heard a single good story about him. I've probably heard like close to 11 to 12 stories since he's rose to fame in the last, I don't know, 5-7 years. Not a single one of them was
good.
He's got 49
million followers on Instagram
for doing this, right?
Splashing some salt, and he's a glorified butcher.
Yeah, he's not even like a shit, right? He just slices meat and salts the meat. I mean, hey, the early days of Instagram, it was just free game. Whoever got there and dedicated their time to putting up content every day like he did, got followers. I mean, that's
I'm scratching and clawing to get to 175, 200,000 followers. This guy's got 49 million for sprinkling some fucking salt on a piece of beef.
I got to imagine he lost quite a few after the World Cup.
Dude, go on his page and watch the videos. There's like 4 or 5 posts collectively of him. Like just, it's some of the most cringe stuff you'll ever see.
Now switching gears, but sticking with the World Cup. Are you like a guy that's like happy for Lionel Messi or?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this guy personifies class. He's done pretty much everything he could do in his career. He's won so many Champions League trophies. He's won La Liga fucking with Barcelona. How many times? I mean, this for him is to win the World Cup. I mean, it's his last World Cup ever. He came on the scene, I think at what, 17, 18 years old. Like the guy he's done it all. And I would say people go, oh, who's better, Ronaldo or Messi? I think like from a scoring perspective, I think Ronaldo obviously is maybe one of the best scorers ever, but a lot of his goals come from like penalty kicks and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Messi to me can do everything. He's just like, he's a playmaker. He can pass. He can aid his teammates. And he's just, to me, he's just a classy individual. He just stays out of the spotlight. He's just out there grinding his ass off. I think it was a great finish to the World Cup. It was really cool. And now the next World Cup comes to the United States and Canada.
True. That's very true. I mean, it hasn't been here since like the 80s, right? Pele was in the last.
96, Atlanta, I think.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, a lot of people are saying that Messi's going to go play in the MLS.
Yeah, that's what a lot of these guys do. I mean, although Ronaldo apparently is going to Saudi Arabia for fucking $200 million, $200 million for a year. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, well, fuck, 1 year. I mean, that's I was about to say, like, how much money does one guy need? But, like, who's going to turn down a 1 year, $200 million?
I'll tell you
contract?
Right now. I mean, I'll look it up right
it's
now.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's almost like you're doing yourself a disservice by not taking that contract. I mean, quite honestly, $200 million for 1 year. But he's so wealthy.
Okay, here it is. Ronaldo. Sorry. Saudi Arabia club Al Nassr offered Ronaldo a reported 3-year contract worth an annual $212.9 million. So altogether, it comes up to like $683 million. $638 million for 3 years.
I mean, I got to be honest. I don't think I could say no to that either. It's pretty impressive.
Tell you what, the big ticket name would live on in infamy.
Sure would. Do you think that he already has that amount of money and he's doubling his wealth, or do you think he had less than that?
Oh, he's got more than that.
You think he's close to being a billionaire?
I would imagine he's close.
No one has more Instagram followers than him, right?
Yeah,
he's the number one guy.
No, the number one, I think the number one is Instagram itself. And then Ronaldo, I think, is the
most. Who in their right fucking mind is following Instagram?
I'm not.
Who's doing that?
I'll tell you who. Let me see here. I'll tell you who.
This would be really embarrassing if you go on there and it says I'm following them. I wouldn't be shocked. Oh, I got to go quickly and unfollow.
Instagram, you know who has?
Oh, who's good.
Following?
Who?
581 million people follow Instagram.
It's wild. I mean, there must be some perks like, hey, get featured on the Instagram page, but you got to follow us or some shit.
I mean, I think they put different like video ideas.
You know who follows him? Nikki Smicks. Nikki Smicks follows Instagram.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Gordon Ramsay, fucking, yeah, a lot of people. Mad Max Fluffy Road follows Instagram.
I feel like a lot of people just follow them because they, I mean, Post Malone's following Instagram. I mean,
who are we then? Who the fuck are we?
And so is the Four Seasons in the Peninsula Hotel. So you know what? I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't know why I'm trashing Instagram. Instagram, if you're listening, I love you. You are my savior. You provided me a life that I cannot repay you for. I'm not going to talk shit about Instagram having lots of followers. But yeah, no, Ronaldo has the most followers of anyone. Now, by the way, I wanted to touch base to the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you hear about now Anthony Davis? I mean, I feel like we're speaking prophecies here.
We got fucking roasted when that clip came out by people being like, yeah. Oh, what a poor timing. He's having the best season to this point that he has ever had. It's like, just wait. Just you wait. The glass man will reveal.
Out indefinitely.
He will reveal himself.
Out indefinitely.
Of course. Of course. This man
expected to rest it for another 7 to 10 days before just being reevaluated.
How can his teammates, like, who's surprised? Who, even Anthony Davis is Anthony Davis is more surprised that he went this long without an injury than
I wanted to say something else. You know how bad the Buccaneers are? I saw a clip today on my newsfeed. Gronk was reached out about by the Bucs about potential return and opted to stay retired rather than go.
Yeah, that team stinks, dog.
I can't believe they were my fucking pick of the week. And by the way, I'm going to say this right now because before we jump into it, Ticket and I, first and foremost, had an absolute – I don't know why I didn't go back more often, like go through the recaps of our picks, but maybe because we don't always do that well. I went back this week and I was like, win, 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 win. I mean, Ticket, you went 11.
12.
You went what, 12? 2 and 1. And I went 11, 3 and 1.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. And that was before the Packers game. We both hit the Packers too.
That's right. That's absolutely right. That's correct.
We were on fire. So you know what? I took a lot of slack because the Bucs, they didn't come through. That was my pick of the week. But by the way, I don't know if you saw any of that game. They were up 17-0. They were cruising. It was like a tale of two halves. I've never seen a team come out flatter in the second half. So see, I mean,
did you watch the Jags game last night by any chance?
A little bit.
This guy who came in for Zach Wilson, Chris Streveler.
Yeah, he looks like he belongs on Sons of Anarchy.
Talk about a man. You want to talk about a man?
This guy,
that's a man. Like, he played like pretty well.
Linebacker.
Yeah, he commanded that offense. I mean, did he move him like he's Peyton Manning? Not necessarily, but he was in control. Like, I haven't seen Zach Wilson for even a snap since he got to New York.
Is he even going to be back next year?
The thing that I don't understand is, like, for a long time, you used to be like, oh, the Jets ruined quarterbacks. So they just had shitty teams. Like, of course, who's going to look good on the Jets? How can so many people be so wrong about it? Like, I get that maybe he's not what everyone thought he was going to be, but yeah. How is he this bad?
So what I didn't see a lot of the game. I just came out and it was, I turned the game on. It was the third quarter and Salah obviously had pulled him. I didn't know if he had gotten hurt or if he got banged up or if they just pulled him because he was playing bad. Like, what was it that made them haul him out? Because
he was lifeless. I mean, he just had zero control of the offense. They were going nowhere. His numbers stunk. He threw an interception and they were like, get this kid the fuck out of here, man. And they went with this other guy because the last time they pulled him, they had Mike White, right? They went left when most people thought they were going right, and they put the Streveler guy in, and he was a lot of fun. I mean, the team got wrecked by your streamer.
You know what he kind of reminded me of? Another guy who you really love. A man's man, Mr. Gardner Minshew.
That's right. I mean, this could, to be honest, this guy would blow.
I can't believe before the season this year, Tickett was like, Gardner Minshew is the real deal. I don't know about Jalen Hurts, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be upset if Minshew was our – I'm like, Tickett, you got to go back to Hurts. And Hurts, I'm not just saying this because it's me. I think he's been maybe – top 3 to 5 quarterback in the league this year. He's been unbelievable.
He was, to a lot of people, the MVP favorite until he got hurt.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, this guy. Bear down, I can't even be excited because I'm still projected to lose this week with after last week. So our fantasy weeks are 2 weeks spreads. So Bear Down beat me by like 65 last week.
Yeah, you got outclassed last week. I mean, it was pretty – so even with Jalen Hurts out, man, I mean
– I think I'm still projected to lose by 50. Now, you know what? Good start for Joey D this week. I put in the Jags defense. They got me 13 points. So maybe we just – I mean, I need an insurmountable, massive week from every one of my players.
I got banged by my boy Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he put up some numbers against me. It's 2 weeks in a row now.
Me and Bob, or what's this?
Me and Bob are in a dog fight. So we both scored, I think he had 172 and I had 171 after the first week. Now we're in our second week of the playoffs. And I think he's projected to beat me by like 3 or 4 points. But
that's going to come down.
Going to go down to the wire. Now I have a big decision. Do I play AJ Dillon again? Because I'm loving what I've been seeing.
I just want to go on the record here. I was watching the Denver Broncos game and I was absolutely preposterous. Why you didn't play Latavius Murray because he was going off.
Yeah.
And I was like, why does he have AJ Dillon in when Aaron Jones is clearly like, it's like a 1A, 1B kind of thing. And then AJ Dillon came out of the gates fire. Like, was there a tip that you had? Like, what made you decide to do that?
I mean, he's been crushing it the last few weeks, even before this game. I mean, he's been playing lights out. He's been putting up between 18 to 23 points a week. And I was like, is everyone else sleeping on this guy? I'll pick him up, especially since Latavius Murray had been getting everywhere from 8 to 10 each week.
Yeah.
Now, of course, I sit him on the week he goes bananas. But, you know, but now I don't know what to do this week. Do I go? I have Leonard Fournette currently and Latavius Murray, who's questionable. He's been sitting out of some practices. But do I go back to AJ Dillon or is AJ Dillon a little
bit? Well, I think it depends. How hurt is he? I think he's expected to play this week, no?
He's expected to play, but yeah, he missed practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, I think. But he was back yesterday, and
that guy is a beast. He's got quads for days. That guy,
Quadzilla. He's a red zone guy, you know, and you got to understand
that. They play Miami.
Miami.
Miami's got a pretty decent run defense, no? The one thing I would be careful about is I feel like the Packers might get routed by Miami, and if they do, then they're not necessarily going to be running the rock a lot. They're going to have to throw the ball. Something to consider. Although I think if you have AJ Dillon, you always have a chance to get a touchdown at the very least, you know?
Yeah, which is – that's what Papa needs. He needs some fucking touchdowns.
I'll tell you what, if you could somehow make it by Bob, you're going to have a one-on-one gauntlet because there's no way – in God's green earth, I'm coming back to beat Bear Down. I've accepted that for what it is. You would have a chance to reclaim the throne. To claim the first ever.
Claim the throne.
Brilliantly Dumb podcast, Bob Does Sports, whatever you want to call it, fantasy league, and etch your name at the top. I mean,
listen, man, I was a very early favorite. I was running around just owning this league in the first 5 weeks. And Cooper Kupp gets hurt, and Lamar Jackson.
Lamar still.
I know. And, you know, and then I went away for a little bit. I got some losses, but the prodigal son has returned and he is ready to. I'm ready to win. I'm ready to win this thing. And quite honestly,
You need your boy, fan favorite of ours, Mr. Mahomes, to keep fucking rolling.
And he did. Last week was one of his best games yet from a fantasy perspective.
I love this fucking guy. I love him so much.
Yeah. He's been good to you. Legend.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens and how it plays out. But I don't know, man. I wish I could get excited at least. I feel like I'm buried in under like 10 feet of like snow and an avalanche. And the idea of even escaping is just it's not possible.
Yeah, I would quite honestly, I would just forget about it. I mean, you really – I mean, if you pulled this off, this would have to be one of the biggest comeback.
I think each player would have to put up like 25 to 30 points.
You should see if you could make a trade. Well, we can't trade anymore. Yeah, I mean, you're banked. You're banked. You know what you could do is you could pick up... Did someone already get Gardner Minshew? I think that could be a good play.
Really?
I do. Now, someone... I would not be shocked if someone like Teddy already picked him up. These waiver wire fucking dogs. But...
By the way, you know, I think for next year, you are the commissioner of the league. In my other league, if you're eliminated from the playoffs, you are suspended from waiver wire transactions.
I don't hate that. I mean, it would be different if they were playing for a certain amount of money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they have a consolation prize, then I think it's fair to allow it. But, like, if they don't, they're just, like, preventing somebody like yourself from getting your boy Lamar back.
Yeah, it's true. I know. Hey, listen, it was the first year. I'm a busy man. I knew no one else was going to do it, so I had to do it.
By the way, did I learn some things?
Yes. Will things be different next year? Of course.
I think everybody would agree you've done a fantastic job being the commissioner. I
appreciate that. There were times where it was just like dealing with a bunch of infants. I mean, you were fine, but it just, you know who I'm talking about.
You had to deal with me too with the auto draft. You weren't thrilled with that.
Well, yeah, I wasn't, but you know, what am I going to do? I mean, to get all those people at one time is a difficult task.
Yeah, and some of these guys are like children, myself probably somewhat included at times, but I think you've ran the league with a bit of an iron fist. You've done a good job.
And I feel like I've been exceptionally fair.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is Minshew available? I might just pick him up right here on the spot.
All right. This is a live pickup if he's around. I'm going to bet that he actually is not. I'm going to say
Teddy,
something like
Teddy Dobbs.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
What are we doing here, man? What are we? These guys are playing for scraps. I'm trying to fight for my life. Like, I'm trying to fight for my life here, and I can't even – these bottom feeders are like, picking up guys, and it means nothing.
Wait, so you who are your two quarterbacks currently?
Tua and Daniel Jones.
You could have picked up Gardner Minshew and Lamar Jackson and been better off in both spots.
Well, I don't know if Lamar's playing this week. I tell you who needs him more than anybody, Mark Andrews, because this guy has gone – He's pulled a Houdini.
He's anemic. He's absolutely fucking anemic. He's gone. But you know what? Let's dive into these picks. Let's get it rolling.
I'd love to have another big week tick.
Yeah, you had 11 wins. I had 12 wins. People, we're turning this thing around.
No, well, that's before the Monday night picks.
That's right. That's very much true. So I guess I won 13 and you won 12.
So somebody in the comments on the YouTube episode last week said, I'm just going to fade all this guy. That guy might be – he might
that
be –
that guy got banged. That guy got fucking banged.
Yeah, he's gonna be in the soup kitchen for Christmas, just holding out a little bowl, trying to get a little bowl of gumbo.
I hope that guy fades us again. Maybe he's the answer. Maybe he is the reason.
Maybe that's what we needed.
That's what we needed. So whoever that guy was, do it again. All right, let's move into the first game of the week. We got Saturday games again. We are treated with a Saturday games.
Saturday is most of the slate because Sunday is Christmas Day.
That's right. So tomorrow. All right. Eagles are in Dallas. Dallas is laying 4.5.
Eagles are in Dallas. No Jalen Hurts.
Correct. Yeah.
Give me the Cowboys.
Cowboys -4.5.
Oh, the Cowboys are -4.5?
Yeah.
I thought they were +4.5.
No, they're laying points.
Yeah, fuck you. Give me the Eagles.
Fuck yeah. Okay. I'm going to take the Eagles too. I'm going to take the Eagles +4.5. And I don't normally take the Eagles, but I think people are putting
I think they could keep it respectable. By the way, they haven't won the division yet, right? So they got to win the game.
I think we have won. You're right. I think we haven't actually, but we
not over
yet. Clinched the playoffs. But I also think Miles Sanders has been running his ass off. And I know we joke a lot. I really don't think Gardner Minshew is the answer for anybody, but I do think he's a good quarterback. Like, I think he's a fine backup, and he's got AJ Brown and he's got fucking Devontae. He's got a bunch of weapons. He's got Dallas Goedert. 4.5 points. Give me that,
it's a lot.
Man.
It's a lot.
Moving on. The Bills are going to Chicago. Bills are laying 8.
I tell you what, Chicago had a good week last week. Again, it just depends if Fields is playing or not. If Fields is playing, I think they're competent enough that they can cover this. I don't know if Fields is playing. I think Fields is playing. I'll take the Bears if he's playing.
Yeah, I agree. If Fields is playing, man, he looks like a special cat. He looks good. I like him, and I like where the Bears are headed. I will take the Bears +8. Moving on,
I don't know if it's going to snow in that game. A lot of the games this week, the weather conditions are going to be freaking rigid.
Well, it's going to be 9 degrees, but it doesn't look like it's going to snow. But it's,
well, I'm just saying, though, it's harder to throw the football when it's 9 degrees. Like, it's cold out there, man. I think that's there's going to be a lot of running going on, and I think that favors the Bears. I do.
I have Singletary on my bench, too. He could be an option.
Yes.
Something to think about. New Orleans in Cleveland. It's going to be 11 degrees there. No snow, but 11 degrees in Cleveland, Ohio, and the Browns are laying 3.
All right, give me the Browns again. Took the Browns last week. Or I think we did take the Browns last week.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Yeah.
Watson looks like he's slowly starting to find it. Like, I mean, the guy has basically played a couple games in 2 years. So it's natural. It's going to take a while for him to kind of catch his stride. But he looked like by the end of the game last week, he was starting to complete some passes. He looked like he was starting to get a little more comfortable in the pocket. And I like the Browns this week.
Yeah, I couldn't think less of the New Orleans Saints. I think they always find ways to fucking kill themselves. So if it's going to be a field goal game, I could see the Browns coming back late and maybe even winning by a field goal. So you'd still push.
That's what the Falcons did last week.
Yeah, so I like the Browns. I like the Browns here. Give me the -3. Texans are in Tennessee playing the Titans. Titans are laying 3.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hate it, but give me the Titans. I think the Texans are like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Now they've played a couple good weeks of football. They played tight against the Chiefs. I don't think anybody. You actually took them last week.
And they looked good. Yeah, I took
them Texans last week. So I mean, listen, I'll say this is that I think that they're riding a high that they're getting too much credit here. I think the Titans got to win, man. They're clinging to that division, clinging onto it. After the Jaguars won last night, I think the Titans can cover 3 points.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be 17 degrees in Nashville. So it's cold everywhere, man.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's fucking this. The country's getting blasted by this storm. Southern California is pretty nice, though. I fucking hate the Titans. I think they stink. I'm gonna go with the Texans. Give me the 3 points in the Texans. Seahawks are traveling to Kansas City, and Kansas City's laying 10.
Oh man,
it's a big old boy.
The Seahawks are in jeopardy of missing the playoffs. They are on a skid.
But no one expected them to be here with Geno Smith. I mean, so.
I'm going to take the Chiefs this week.
Chiefs -10. I'm going to go with the Seahawks here. I like Seahawks getting 10. I think they could lose by 9. I think that's what's going to happen, quite honestly. But, you know, also we could fucking we could turn this game on in the second half. They're losing by fucking 30 points, and I'll look like a fucking idiot. But I'm going to roll with the Seahawks.
All right.
Getting the 10 points. Giants are heading to Minnesota, and we don't have the fucking. I wonder how cold it's going to be there. It's going to be fucking frigid, man.
Well, it's indoors.
Minnesota's laying 4. Indoors. Yeah, you're right. It's indoors.
Minnesota's -4.
Yep.
I'll take that.
Yeah, Giants are another team I don't trust. I do like Kirk Cousins in this Vikings team, despite them going anemic sometimes. But I'm going to take. I'm going to take Minnesota. I'm going to ride with you -4. Bengals are going to New England. Another cold one, 16 degrees. And the Bengals are laying 3.
God, man, I don't know. By the way, I got to say that the ending to that Patriots game was one of the most bizarre things I have ever fucking seen in my life. That lateral to end the game. I mean, there's a lot of people who must have been furious losing money on that fucking circus. Bengals -3 in New England, yeah?
Yep.
Fuck, this is tough, man. I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Well, I don't hate that play. I'm pretty much on the fence, but I'm going to ride the other side of this thing. I'm going to go Bengals, and I'm going to take the -3 here.
I just can't imagine that after that the shenanigans that went down last week, that Belichick is going to run that team out and they're going to lay a fucking egg against Cincinnati. I think they're fighting for their playoff lives too. That loss killed them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the Bengals do look good though right now. They're kind of rolling, but yeah, give me the Patriots +3. I could see them losing like a 2-point, 1-point game. I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I mean, they always seem to play each other close. So, but man, Joe Burrow's rolling, dude. Lions are going to Carolina. What's this?
Were you taking the Bengals on that one?
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals. Okay. Lions are heading to Carolina. Lions are laying 2.5. Yeah.
I tell you what, this could be a play of the week kind of.
This is my play of the week for sure.
I tell you what am I missing here, Tick? The Lions are -2.5?
Yep. You want to take it? You can take it.
No. That's your play. I'm telling you what, dog. But that is.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that is absolutely preposterous. The Panthers were favored last week. I said take the Steelers; they're going to win, and then the Panthers lost by 8.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a Lions for me, dog. 100%.
Yeah, this is my best play of the week. My favorite best of the week. Motor City Dan Campbell has got this team rolling, man.
Yeah,
they've got a lot of fight in them. Now, I could also see, like, you know, sometimes teams catch a little steam and then they go out after like 3 wins in a row and lay a fucking egg. I just don't think that's going to happen against Carolina. The line's a little fishy, which makes me a little nervous, but it's the Lions. It was the Lions. It is the Lions. It's always going to be the Lions. Lions -2.5. That's my best favorite pick of the week.
Don't mind that at all.
Moving on. Atlanta's heading to Baltimore. Baltimore's laying 6.5.
Is Lamar playing this week?
It seems like he's still up in the air. Last I checked, I think he's going to be a game time decision. So you could see that line move a lot in the next 24 hours.
Before, I think he's going to play. I don't know if that's going to adjust. I'm going to take the -6.5 right now before he's cleared to play and hope he plays and then just watch them body bag Atlanta.
Atlanta's a team to stay away from, man. They always bang me. So
they cover, man. They cover. They've been one of the best teams to cover this year in the NFL.
Yeah, this year they do. But last year they banged me on more than 5 occasions. And I just made a pact with myself that I can't fucking trust that team as far as I can throw it.
Baltimore has banged you.
Until something changes.
Baltimore has also banged you this year.
That's true. It's a couple of teams that you can't trust.
Let me take the over-under.
Yeah, it's 34.5. I would go with the over on that, just barely. But I'm going to go with the line here, and I'm going to go with Baltimore -6.5.
All right.
Because I agree with you. I think Lamar is going to end up playing. I think I'm sure in-house they already know he's going to, but they're going to keep that information close to the chest up until kickoff. All right, Washington's heading to San Francisco. 58 degrees. It's a warm one. San Francisco's laying 6.5.
Wow, that's a lot closer than I thought. That is a lot closer than I thought. Give me the Commanders.
That's a lot of faith Vegas is putting in Mr. Brock Purdy. I mean, that's a lot of points against a pretty good Commanders team, especially since Taylor Heineke's taken over. I'm gonna go with Taylor Heineke
I think they lost one in heartbreaking fashion. Some people were thinking they got screwed as well with that illegal formation call after they scored the touchdown
at
the end of the Giants game, pushed them back, and then they couldn't end up, you know, sealing the deal. I think this is a team that's scrappy, man, and there's rumblings that Chase Young is going to play.
Well, then I really like my pick. I think the 49ers are going to win the game, but 6.5 is a fuckload of points, man. I think the Commanders will keep it close, and I think they're going to cover that 6.5.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock Purdy, too. I mean, I've liked what I've seen. He's on my fantasy team.
No Debo again.
Debo. Yeah, but that's –
The Niners look good right now, though.
if Chase Young gets in that game and can get to Brock Purdy early, I mean, that's going to shake that kid. We haven't seen that kid shaken yet. And it'll be interesting to see if a defense can get to him, if that sort of changes the game script for him. But we'll see.
I agree.
The Raiders are heading to Pittsburgh, and they are laying two. Pittsburgh's laying two.
It's my best play of the week.
Whoa, these Steelers, man. Okay. All right, what are you doing?
I'm taking the Steelers.
Wow.
I think the Raiders are just a fraudulent Pikmin. The way that they won that last week was so ridiculous. By the way, the play before when they got the touchdown, that guy was out of bounds. I can't believe whether you want to say the fix was in or whatever, the fact that that even was called a touchdown was absurd. Yeah. And then for the game to end like that, they're riding the high. They're going to get brought back into reality. The Steelers looked good last week. They looked solid. I know they played a Panthers team that's not great. You know who else isn't great? The Las Vegas Raiders. And I think the Steelers – listen, the Steelers got to win by a field goal, man, against a Raiders team that is really just – it's a fraudulent team. I like the Steelers at home. What's the weather?
12 degrees.
It's a cold one. That's good for Steeltown, you know. So yeah, give me the Raider or give me the Steelers, and that's my favorite best pick of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to go against your best pick of the week, but on the other side of things, it's Josh Jacobs. He's on a contract year, and he's running his ass off. He's running like his ass is on fire, man. I mean, he's been playing. So if it's gonna be a cold one, and they're gonna keep the ball on the ground, keeping the ball out of Derek Carr's hands might be exactly their bonus victory. Yeah. Yeah. And Darren Waller's only like getting better since he's been back. And, you know, a tight end in a cold game too can be very useful.
Smoking guns. It's all.
It's, yeah. I mean, I concede either way. I don't hate the Steelers pick by any means, but I'm going to roll with the Raiders getting the 2 points there. And that's going to do it for Saturday. Moving on to Sunday, we got three games. First is the Broncos at Los Angeles Rams. The Broncos are laying three.
Is Mr. Unlimited out again? Because we went against him and it worked last week because he was out. I actually think it benefited the team.
I don't know if he's playing. They should shut his ass down.
Give me Mr. Ripien and the Broncos.
Yeah, I'm taking the Broncos too, man. I mean, the Rams stink. They stink.
They're one of the first teams out of the pool. I think they're one of like three or four teams out of the playoffs officially. Yeah,
them and the Cardinals, right? I think the Cardinals are out too. The next game,
Texans are out.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, they were the first team out. Packers, your boys going to Miami. And Miami's only laying 3.5.
This is.
It's interesting.
I'm going to do something here. I'm going to take Miami just to hedge any chance of happiness that I can have this week.
Yeah.
Because the Packers still technically are in the playoff hunt somehow, some way. I think if they win this, then they have two games left. They have the Vikings and they have the Lions at home in Lambeau. And they would obviously need a lot of help. But I think they could win both of those games. So this is the one I do think that they're going to get. I think Tyreek Hill could go bananas this week. I'm not joking, dude. He might get three touchdowns. I'm telling you right now, this guy, this defense, they are not able to stop big time players. You saw Jefferson torch them early on. Yeah. This has been 3.5. Give me the Dolphins. I'm sad enough to say.
Which is so weird because on paper, the Packers defense, it's awesome. I don't know.
They're probably going to put Jaire Alexander on Tyreek Hill, I would imagine. I don't know, man. I just don't know. That's a tough. And then who's going to cover Jaylen Waddle? Rasul Douglas? Like, I don't know, man.
Remember when he was your king last year? Remember last year when he was your king?
Yeah, when we used to win games, they used to have visions of grandeur.
I mean, now you understand why he was on the Eagles practice squad. I mean, he's just sort of.
He was on the Cardinals practice squad.
He was on ours too.
Was he on yours too?
Yeah, he was on the Eagles. That's why when
the guy came out, he was getting a pick six every second game.
When he came to Philly, they were like, he was booing the crowd or some shit. I mean, because we fucking let him go. And then he had a stellar year with you guys, at least 4 or 5 games. But I'm going to roll with the Packers here. I haven't liked at all what I'm seeing from the Dolphins.
Dolphins are in a tailspin right now. There's no doubt about it. But that's almost why I feel like the Packers have won 2 games in a row. I think the Dolphins have lost 3. They went from very comfortably looking like they were going to be in a playoff spot to now it's very likely if they lose 1 or 2 more games, they could easily be out of the playoffs.
So they could still win this game, but I'll take the 3.5. I like the Packers keeping this one close. I think
I'm joining you. I'm jumping on the
Packers.
Oh! There's still some faith in this team. I rolled them last week. They won. I rolled them the week before. They won. I'm going to ride them again.
They need you, Joe. Come on.
Maybe they just need my faith.
But now you're gonna have
and double, an offensive line.
You're gonna have double sadness now if they lose, though, because it's gonna be double sadness. But that's okay. That's all right.
Or double happiness.
This is why we play. Or double happiness. I like that. and then your Bucks are playing the Arizona Cardinals, and the Bucks are laying 7.5. This is a mess. Who's gonna watch this? I mean, it's on, so I'll watch what's on. But what a miserable game.
Oh God, I gotta take the Cardinals. Oh my God,
what's that guy's name who's playing quarterback?
Colt McCoy.
Is it McCoy? Of course it is. Yeah, sure. I'm gonna roll with the Cardinals getting 7.5 points and Colt McCoy.
Brady looked in the second half of that last game about as bad as you could possibly look. This guy looked like he was just. Looked like they strapped pads onto a bystander in the stands. Dude, he looked like a deer in the headlights. He was scared for his life that second.
Yeah.
It wasn't
pretty.
Horrific.
I mean, he's scared of getting hurt. The offensive line stinks. The guy's 46. He's like Anthony Davis. He's got Anthony Davis bones at this point. He's made of glass. He doesn't want to get hit. I get it, you know? But it's
you had a line last week where you said it looks like something in his the plastic in his chin is blinding him when he takes the snaps.
He's got plastic poisoning and it's fucking with his eyes.
Oh,
and then to the last game of this week, Monday night, we got Chargers going to Indianapolis. The Chargers are laying 4.
The Chargers are on a roll, man. Now I know they pushed last week. But they are secretly and quietly coming into playoff contention. And I like what I'm seeing from Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Chargers this week.
I'm gonna roll with the Chargers too. I mean, what is there to like about Matt Ryan and the Colts? You know? I just don't see much. 4 isn't a lot of points. I think Herbert can easily cover that.
Probably the biggest collapse of a game I have ever seen. They let up the largest. No, so you now have Matt Ryan has given up the largest lead in the Super Bowl history and now has given up the largest comeback lead ever in NFL history in a regular season game. This guy knows if there's a guy who knows he's like a house of cards. It's a moment's notice before it collapses. If there's a guy who knows how to blow a lead, it's this guy. And by the way, I took the Colts last week and they covered. They did end up covering because it was – they were +4 and they lost by field goal. But
yeah, you covered by the hair on your chin there.
Jeff Saturday looked lost. He might be the only guy who looked more lost than Tom Brady this week was Jeff Saturday on the sidelines. This guy couldn't make a right call to save his life. It was bad.
To some degree, though, you got to blame the defense, right? I mean, 33 points should be enough to win a game. I mean, it's not like it's Matt Ryan's fault. I mean, he only plays one side of the ball, but. Yeah, it's just not a good look for the guy.
I know he plays one side of the ball, but at some point, man, you got to look at the stats and be like, what is going on here?
Yeah, well, fair. I don't disagree. All right, man, another good one. Let's see if we can keep this streak rolling with these games. Stay hot, win the people some money, or if they fade us, hopefully they can make a little money on that end too.
Christmas is Sunday, man.
Christmas is Sunday.
What are you doing for Christmas?
Just hanging with my girlfriend's family. That's it. Nothing
big
special.
Turkey dinner or what?
Watching football. Turkey dinner. Maybe we'll order out. You know, I honestly don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. I still got to finish up my Christmas shopping, to be honest. I got to leave here right now. And I know. It's especially in LA too. It's like I can count on 3 hours of traffic just to park.
That is going to be brutal.
Yeah, I'm about to go get banged. Both by my time's going to get banged, and so is my pocketbook. So.
And yeah, your time maybe more than anything, and your patience.
Yes, my patience will be tried.
But
all right,
I'd like to say on behalf of the sportsmen, so myself, Big Ticket, and Mr. Anderson, to everybody celebrating Christmas this weekend, Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones. If you celebrate another holiday, whether it's Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or you just don't celebrate anything, just happy holidays. Thanks for supporting us. The numbers and the subscribers on YouTube are slowly going up, which is nice to see. This has been a lot of fun and nice to kind of reinvigorate. And I think this new year is going to be big for the sportsmen. I really
I think
do.
So too. So
if we ask Callaway to jump on and sponsor us while we're at it.
All right, buddy. Well, happy holidays. And that's another edition of the Sportsman. That's Joey Coldcuts. I'm the Big Ticket. We'll see you next week.